Sportsnation.com.
This is Freak Talk Live, and we are launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. Again, freetalklive.com. You actually get to control the content. If you like, you may submit a news article, blog post, YouTube video, whatever you think you want to share with our listeners and us, because when you submit it, it shows up on the site, and then you can vote it up or vote it down. Vote whatever you like up and vote whatever you don't like down, and then ultimately in the aggregate, we'll figure out what you, the listener, think is interesting. So do go and get interactive at freetalklive.com. With you in studio tonight, it is Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
We go back to Ray, who has been on. I appreciate your patience, Ray, because there's a lot that I think is interesting to discuss with you here. You're an advocate of people moving to Detroit if they love the ideas of liberty. I guess more so agorist types moving to Detroit. I don't know if there's a political realm to the Free Detroit movement. And I, while I have more questions about that, Mark, I think you wanted to apologize to Ray.
Yeah, Ray, I jumped to a conclusion, which was you're going to come out with the old trope that people were going to, you know, the federal government's going to roll tanks into New Hampshire and round up the Free Staters, which... we've heard 100 times on Free Talk Live, so I'm unsurprised that I jumped to that conclusion. But I should have let you finish your sentence, and instead you suggested that the IRS might be employed to perhaps you know, give kind of audits in order to get the Free Staters to shut up, that kind of thing.
Correct. Yeah, that's the resistance I envision coming from the federal government is the typical tax system.
Well, the typical, that would be atypical, right? Like they're doing investigations on the IRS for this at this point. They really can't find that scandal that they're talking about. It wasn't really, you know, it didn't come from the top down. It was just kind of, you know, some people were being researched, that kind of thing.
Well, anyway, what you're saying is you're concerned that that'll happen to the Free State Project if and when it is so successful that secession becomes a possibility. Was that what you were getting at, or do you think it'll happen soon?
No, I saw it happening when it reaches a critical mass, when whether it's secession or, you know, just outright the state itself refusing. Well, I guess I was tying into what I was proposing.
Well, New Hampshire is known for refusing the federal government on a variety of different things, and we're fine so far. I mean, before the Free State Project came around,
Real ID,
seatbelts, and then after the Free State Project, Real ID was resisted here, and there have been some other things that, you know, basically the New Hampshire guys turned down money from the federal government in return for not having a seatbelt law here. So I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that.
I think what
it takes a different spin when it takes a different spin when you're not so much turning down money from the federal government, but what you're doing is refusing to send money to the federal government. If people start becoming tax protesters, that's the way I envisioned it.
It could be. So, it's possible. I don't know. I see this this potential job at this. I'm sorry. I just keep on forgetting the name
of it. Threat Management Center.
Threat Management Center as a real opportunity for you, if for no other reason than to figure out how to do it and go make your own.
And duplicate it somewhere else.
Someplace. Maybe New Hampshire or whatever. And I'm all for people trying what's within your heart. I know what a sacrifice it is to pick up and move for a liberty project, and that's why I take liberty projects that suggest people pick up and move very seriously. I'm going to ask a lot of hard questions because it's easy to write some stuff and put it on the internet. Mm-hmm. What's hard is to spend tens of thousands of dollars to pick your family up, sell your house, do the garage sale, sell some cars, pick up and move, rebuy the tools you couldn't carry with you, and all the stuff that goes into moving halfway across the country. I consider that to be a very important thing. And so when projects suggest doing that, I immediately start asking questions. I get, very defensive in that realm because it's easy to live someplace and say, hey, everybody, come move here. We got a great idea.
So I'm reading the Free Detroit website and specifically the frequently asked questions.
What's the website?
It's livefreedetroit.org.
Okay, good.
So one of the questions that is supposedly frequently asked of the Free Detroit people is, when are people planning to do this? That is the actual wording of the question, not when are people moving, when are people planning to do this? Some have discussed spring 2014, but no official date has been established. So it sounds, just from that one specific question, it sounds as though the people that are possibly maybe organizing the Free Detroit project don't even know when they want the project to happen. They have no goal, realistically.
I think there's nothing wrong with that.
I'm just saying, like, if you're going to start telling people, move here, you should want to have some sort of goal of how many people do you want to move? When do you want people to start moving?
He's got a dual goal, though. Go ahead, Chris.
It's actually Roy. Ray. Sorry.
Ray, excuse me. Ray.
As far as the project as a whole, the situation in Detroit kind of sprouted up spontaneously, in my opinion. And so they might not have had time to convene a committee and establish goals and all that. It's in its infancy, quite literally. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, to people like myself, it is enticing because there are opportunities there that might not necessarily be present in New Hampshire and vice versa. I mean, each area is going to have its different appeal. And that's why I said that, I mean, rather than picking one spot, maybe it's time, and I could be wrong, but I see a huge shift in the mentality of the people I know.
And you're seeing that when you're running for political office there in Minnesota. You said you were, you're a voluntarist and you're running for city council. What's correct. It like so far in the campaign? How's it going?
Well, I've been extremely motivated by just how positive the response has been to my voluntarist ideas. The biggest platform issue that I'm running on is a budgetary voluntary budget allotment scheme, and my idea is basically replace the city budget with Kickstarter or something like it, where people can voluntarily go in, and I call it like baby steps to freedom is kind of the way I'm marketing it. But initially, there's going to be a lot of resistance to me abolishing compulsory property taxes and sales taxes and whatnot. So the initial stages, the taxes and whatnot would still be compulsory, but at least the taxpayers would get to only fund those budget items that they felt they wanted to fund because they saw a contribution to the society. One of the biggest problems we have here in Duluth is our infrastructure. We're built on the side of a giant hill right next to Lake Superior, and this causes a lot of deterioration to roads, to sewer lines, water lines. I think we have something like 20 or 30 pumping stations just to pump water up the hill to the residents that live at the top of the hill, whereas a normal city our size would have two or three pumping stations. Mm.
So I'm confused. So you're saying the proposal is to create Kickstarters and then people would pay in on top of the property taxes?
No, it's to allot your taxes.
It's to allot your taxes. So it's based on Kickstarter, or the platform would be based on a platform similar to Kickstarter, where people could log into the city website and there would be all these different budgetary items listed there, and you could, the police want to buy a new car. You click on that and you can contribute 10% of your taxes to a new police car.
I see. Okay. And would I be able to, let's say I don't like the police or the schools, would I be able to allot 100% of my taxes to something else, or would there be limits on that?
Absolutely. No, those who choose to participate would have 100% complete discretion over their finances.
An interesting proposal. Ray, I got to say, I'm interested in hearing more about your campaign as it goes on. Will you call us and give us an update, maybe if something something develops, something that's newsy or exciting, or at the very least after the election's over? and give us a recap?
The primary is actually tomorrow. So.
Okay, cool. And yeah, give us an update. Let us know how that goes. And thanks, Ray. I appreciate the call tonight. Good discussion. 855-450-FREE. I think the Free Detroit's a pipe dream, but we'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live. So it's Free State Project.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring us anything you want, toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you. We've got news updates. You can follow us via email, also Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. Those are the three most busy ways to hear things from Free Talk Live. And it's usually, you know, stuff we'll post during the show. Maybe news articles we think are interesting, or that could just be Facebook memes. You never know. Or memes that are posted typically to Facebook. You can go to news.freetalklive.com, and you can sign up to follow us in whatever way is your preference. And gosh, we sure do appreciate it, especially when you share Free Talk Live with other people, maybe in your friends or family or at work, because that makes a big difference. Great way to get the ideas of liberty into more ears. So go to news.freetalklive.com.
I'm excited about a company. It's called Forcefield Energy. And one of the reasons is its placement in the organic Rankin cycle conversion unit industry. Yeah, I'd never heard of these things either before talking to the CEO of David Nathan of Forcefield Energy. But what their machines do is they convert temperatures up to 900 degrees into electricity. So they're like for smokestacks, that kind of thing. There's new government regulations coming on board, and companies, businesses, manufacturing places, they're not going to be able to shoot 900 degree heat out of a smokestack anymore. They're going to have to convert it. They're going to have to do something with it, and one of the things to do is to convert it into electricity. The previous units did it at 550 degrees. So the competition has substandard units compared to the 900 degree units that Forcefield Energy has. Plus, Forcefield Energy's units also are environmentally friendly, replacing caustic fluids usually used to convert the temperatures. And the payback on these machines, depending on where they are as far as a political designation goes, 1 to 3 years. So this is great all around for the companies and Forcefield Energy. Anybody can buy Forcefield Energy, and I think it's a great buy, even if you can't get in on the private placement. Their ticker symbol is FNRG. I believe they're going to be somewhere around $8 in 6 months. And you can, you know, get in on whatever brokerage account you have. But if you're interested in getting the private placement, you can get the shares, which are currently $5.19, for $4 a share. And you have to hold the private placement stock for 6 months. That's the federal rule. And but after that period of time, there's going to be a warrant, so you can rebuy the same amount for $4 again, doubling your money again, if that's if it works out that way. And you can put these shares in IRAs. There's convertible notes if you have that preference. All you have to do is get a hold of them, because that's how a private placement works. You're getting placed privately. ForcefieldEnergy.com. Click Contact Us to get in touch. Got email there, telephone numbers, ForcefieldEnergy.com. I am invested. I know investments have risk. You should know it, too. ForcefieldEnergy.com.
All right, let's go to the phones to the fun. We talked to Chester listening in Arizona. Chester, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Daryl, and Mark.
Hi, my name is Chester. Marks, M-A-R-K-S. I am the president of the Senior Citizen Fight Back, .com and .org. And do you want me to continue speaking?
Well, I'm interested to know why you called the show.
Yeah, well, the reason why I call the show is that I happen to, I'm going to tell you how I come to, you know, discover the show, by the way. I happen to download a CD-ROM, and I saw all these TV and a radio station. I said, wow, man, I'd have hit gold now, because it's just what I've been looking for, to get on a talk show to let the people know what my organization is all about, and also get some support and get donations as well. Like I said, I am the president and founder of the Senior Citizen Fight Back .com.
And what are you fighting?
Well, what it is here is, like, what we are doing here is that senior citizens that forced out on the street, the reason why they are forced to live out on the street is because of a prior conviction that happened 10, 20, 30, or 50 years ago. I am a prime example of that. They used that to keep me out of the senior citizen low-income housing program and work program. And so this is the reason why I started this organization.
So let me see if I'm following what you're saying here. You had some sort of conviction years ago when you were a completely different person than you are today, and
that's
that you
correct.
Were trying to apply for some sort of government benefit program, and they are telling you, no, we're not going to give you this program because of the past conviction.
Yeah, that happened. You are correct there. That happened 50 years ago. And the federal government itself, rules and regulation does not require the agency that's handling the program to use those kind of rules to keep certain people out of the program.
So it seems pretty discriminatory. Now, I have to say that I'm not a big fan of government handout programs. I think they tend to be very poorly designed and they don't really help very many people. But I can understand where you're coming from and that you feel like it's an unfair imposition against you, whereas they're, giving away all this housing to these other people. And, people change over time. And I know I'm not the same person I was even a decade ago.
That's the problem with the government programs is they've got all these, these little hooks and stuff. And, how much time and energy one puts into getting the program. And then once you've got it,
Yeah, I mean, so is your goal to try to change the way the program operates in Arizona?
Well, what it is there is California. I would leave in Arizona because I said, well, hey, look here. Since I've become a senior citizen, I said that I could benefit from the federal programs in Los Angeles, California, than I could here in Arizona. So I go to California, and they had these programs that federal government had these programs, low-income housing and work programs, where you had to be 62 years old. So when I became 62 years old in July of last year, then I applied.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, once I applied, they said, well, look here. I checked with them a day later when I turned in my application. She said, hey, look here. You read on time because we're having a lottery today. And we have something like, I think she said, by 79 units to fill. And then so
you weren't allowed in because of the past conviction. But my question is, are you trying to change the California system? Is that what your goal is?
Not really change the system. The system is there to protect people like that had a prior conviction, that nonviolent. By the way, this is nonviolent. I'm talking about people that it's not only that happened to me. See, I'm talking
What is your goal? I mean, what are you trying to accomplish?
Well, my goal is to help those senior citizens that has been forced out on the streets and living on the street, abused and violent because of some people that's in the program is favoritism. They rather get their people in the program.
And how is it that you want to help them? Are you going to raise money on your own and do it directly, or are you going to ask the government for a favor?
Well, no, see, this is what I'm doing. What I'm doing right now, I have two websites, just like I mentioned there. I have a .com and I have a .or. So both of them is Senior Citizen Fight Back, but it's a web page and a website. So I'm asking people to go there and donate. That's basically what my main objective is.
I think that's good. Chester, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. If you can do it outside of using the state to help people, I think that's great. But I'm glad that he's spending his time raising money. Hopefully he's not trying to lobby the state for changes because that's just going to waste time.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off. Free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, the evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And you can enjoy the features that we share with you. Once again, freetalklive.com. Archives go back to late 2006. You can click and download as many episodes of the show as you would like for free at freetalklive.com. Enjoy.
School Sucks Project is a podcast, a call-in show, a YouTube channel, and a web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, history, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. You can go to schoolsucksproject.com, browse the 12-part Kids Are Not Defective podcast series, which examines the destructive impacts of youth stereotypes in the media. Medication for rebellious behavior, corporal punishment, carrots and sticks systems, zero tolerance policies, and much more. SchoolSucksProject.com.
Let's go to Matula in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live, Matula.
Hey.
Matula.
I'd like to comment on that dude that just called right now, man.
Yeah.
He said he was like 62, right? So he's like a boomer, right? He doesn't sound like a baby boomer. The baby boomer used to go out and get it and not ask for handouts. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got nothing against his legislation and what he's saying, what he's trying to do. But, man, if you rely on the state, bro, you're going to be 62 years old still doing the same thing, bro. You ain't got it figured it out by now? That's all
well,
I'm saying with that.
Yeah,
bro.
He's definitely. It's. I was a little confused by what he was saying, so I pulled up Chester's website, which was seniorcitizensfightback.org. And Matula, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate the thoughts. Basically, it sounds like he is trying to somehow change the system. He has an attorney. Says the attorney represents homeless seniors on legal issues that have forced them to live on the streets. The legal issues can be tied back to a Congress-appropriated fund program that helps different agencies administer monies for security, housing, and material needs of homeless seniors. There are some agencies that have failed to respect those guidelines. So it sounds like he wants to use an attorney to beat the system into shape, into what he would like to see it be. And I was hoping that he was raising money to actually directly help seniors, which would make more sense. Like, if you're going to spend a bunch of money and time on something political, you might as well just flush the money down a toilet, because it's going to take a long time. It's going to take a bunch of money. And then, like you've seen with the Concord Bearcat, it's probably not going to change anything all the time and the effort.
It certainly has a chance not to.
Well, you know, the political system is designed to not be changed easily. It's
right.
Designed to take a long time, take a lot of money, and a lot of dedication. Chester will likely not live to see whatever it is that he's looking to have implemented. However, if he were to take all the money he's going to spend on that attorney and use it to build his own low-income housing for seniors in his area, then maybe he could actually have an effect on some people and, you know, provide housing with, or provide people with the housing that he says that they deserve. I don't know if they deserve it. It all depends. But I like the idea of voluntary contributions and people doing things on their own volition rather than begging the state for assistance. And I think that's where Matula was coming from on that as well. Let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. Let's go to William in Dallas, Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. William.
You know, I heard a call, I think it was August 31st, calling you guys the whiners.
Calling us whiners. Okay, yes. Yes, yeah, we were called whiners because why shouldn't we? Why do we complain about the United States?
Yeah,
and
that's exactly
just,
it.
Why don't we just move?
You're not real Americans. You need to get the hell out. I mean, if you don't like guys, cops, fingering innocent women in their anus and their vagina with the same glove on the side of the highway, I mean, you got
which actually it, happened right? In Texas.
That was a female cop, which is make sense.
Yeah. I don't think it really matters.
Exactly, twice, I believe.
It's exactly what I would expect you to say. I mean, y'all claim to be Americans or... Yeah, you're not real Americans. We don't want your kind around here.
You know, the funny thing is that the founding fathers would have fit right into that particular definition. I'm not saying that, you know, I'm George Washington or anything like that, but I wonder if they just said the same. Why don't you just go west and shut up, George?
I bet Charles are kind of weird, and you guys probably, like, believe in people filming cops and stuff and, you know, trying to hold them accountable. In America, that kind of activity is not respected. Y'all need to get out.
That much is true.
Somewhere else.
William,
somewhere
I appreciate your tongue in your cheek, and thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Josh in Manchester. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live, Ian, Daryl, and Mark.
Hi, guys. I just recently moved to New Hampshire as a college student.
Oh, wow, great.
And as a liberty minded person, like I like just while I'm here, I would like to just help spread the ideas of liberty like around my campus.
Okay,
I'm just wondering if you had like any other suggestions as far as like educating people just in my local community other things that I could do like.
What school are you at?
I'm at Southern New Hampshire University.
That's a pretty big school, right? Like, that's a decent size, several thousand people attending.
It's not like UNH, but yeah.
Okay. So I don't know what sort of political groups or activist groups there are on campus. I know that here in Keene, at Keene State College, they have the SSDP, the Students for Sensible Drug Policy.
Students for Liberty are always a good one.
Students for Liberty.
I know there's the Young Americans for Liberty at UNH Match.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they have a chapter at SNU or not.
One of the problems with college kids is they're notoriously apathetic.
Yes.
So coming up with something that will motivate them to join you is the real challenge. So if there's already a group, then obviously it's pretty easy to just go ahead and plug yourself into the existing group and help those guys out and, you know, bring some fresh ideas to the table and new blood, that kind of thing. But if you're dealing with a situation where it's a clean slate, there's nothing there, there's, you know, just like a Democrats or a campus Republicans group, kind of like the standard stuff you might expect, then you're going to have to start from scratch, and that would mean, you know, getting in touch with other people that you find are interested on the campus and going through whatever campus procedure there is, which probably involves, you know, some sort of approval by some teacher board or whatever.
Something distasteful.
You know, to start this group and then start it. Of course, the big challenge is also to continue the group, because obviously after a certain number of years, you're going to be leaving. And so the question is, will you have groomed your successors to take over the organization after it's time for you to go? And that's another place where a lot of college groups falter, is that somebody who's a real good leader might start something, and then 4 years later, they're gone, and the whole thing just falls to pieces. Because, again, college kids are notoriously not interested in doing anything whatsoever. And I hope that, you know, that you prove me wrong and you get a really healthy Liberty group on campus there. I believe it's possible.
What about running one of those world's smallest political quiz things in order
That's
to sort
one.
Of attract the people that
to
he
find
might
the right people
want to get into the club? Like, once he gets his, you know, gets his club set up, I don't know what it's called, you know, SNU for Liberty, and then he's got his little teacher sponsor and all those things, then he could run. There's that, you know, the world's smallest political quiz
by the Advocates for Self-Government. Their website is theadvocates.org, and I believe they offer a college student discount on purchasing the world's smallest political quiz pack. So it's like, I don't know, last time I looked, it was about $50 with a discount. And they give you, like, you know, poster size quizzes and little quizzes you hand out to people and kind of find out where they're at politically. So those are a few ideas.
I'm looking at the Southern New Hampshire University website right now. And under political, multicultural, and religious organizations, they have a group called the Political Activist Organization.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
But it has no description of
anyone who's an activist,
what sort of ideology they support.
Josh, did that answer your question at all?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I've seen that group. From what I've seen, it doesn't seem like they're anything really related to Liberty. But I'll look into that. And
it sounds like you're gonna have to start.
It
sounds like you're gonna have to be the go getter on this one. You're gonna have to be the initiator of whatever the group ends up being.
Yep.
And good on you. And I hope you can pull it off. And best of luck, Josh. Look forward to seeing you at some point in New Hampshire. Thanks for the call tonight. More coming up. Your calls welcome. Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up. Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number, and still plenty of time for you to get your call and thoughts in here tonight. You can also connect with us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and again, toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Tonight, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
Announced something pretty exciting on the Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree Facebook page today. And via the email list, although there's only like three people that subscribe to that. So Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, the movie that I produced and I'm very proud of, actually, has been accepted into its first film festival.
Oh, sweet.
The Keenvention Film Festival that you are hosting?
No, actually. No, that really wouldn't be worth announcing because that wouldn't be anything special. And Keenvention also doesn't have a film festival, although that's a cool idea.
Film festival and show Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree and, you know, any other thing you want to show.
And so what it has been accepted to is the Southern Colorado Film Festival. Now, we did have kind of an in here, our buddy Danny LaDonne, the producer and director of Playing Columbine, was instrumental, I think, in helping pave the way for Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree in this particular case.
He gets a chuckle out of helping us out.
He's great, man. Danny LaDonne is a great guy and a talented filmmaker as well. Yeah. So
and he put me within 3 degrees of Kevin Bacon, so that's all I care about.
So anyway, I'm excited about that. You can go to victimlesscrimespree.com. You can see the movie, the full movie, the full 90 minutes. It's available online for free. Last time I looked, it actually had over 85,000 views, and it racked up that many views in about a year's
period.
That's
a two-hour movie or something, right?
An hour and a half long feature length. That's kind of like the standard documentary length is 90 minute for a feature length. But actually, the crew at the Southern Colorado Film Festival said that they wanted a shorter version of the movie. Now, I'm not sure what their motivation was for that, but Derek J actually went and cut an hour-long version of the movie. So if you've been waiting For a shorter version of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, we are going to release the special 57-minute version of the film, the special Film Fest edition of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree coming
soon. Why 57 minutes and not 60 or 59 or 42 and a half?
He was in the editing room and he cut some things out, and just the way it worked out, the way he wanted to, you know, put the film together.
Okay.
So it'll be interesting to see it. I actually haven't seen this version of the film yet.
All I care is that scene where he's running from the obese bailiff is in it.
Is it still there?
Because I don't care.
It was that a cop. It was a sheriff, actually.
Was it a sheriff? That is the best scene.
There are some great scenes in this movie, so it's going to be interesting to see, you know, what did he keep, what did he cut out, and will we win at the film fest? I don't know, but
who did the editing on the short version?
Derek himself. Yes, yeah, so this is, you know, an actual Derek cut version of the film. He called it the director's cut or something like that, because we actually have the director's cut, which is not something that Derek actually did the editing on. It was Bo Davis, who's the original editor of the film.
He was the director.
But essentially, Bo was the director because Derek was in jail at the time when the movie was being produced. So I'm excited about that. Southern Colorado Film Festival, SoCoFilmFest.com. They've got a promo video with clips from all the movies that they're going to be showing at the film fest. So cool, man. I mean, if you know any film festivals and you want to enter Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, let us know via maybe the Facebook page and post details about the film fest, and we'll fill out the forms and submit the movie.
Here's the question that is on everybody's mind. And I'm speaking collectively for everybody. Can Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree win an award from the Southern Colorado Film Festival? Do they give out awards?
I don't know enough about the film fest to say whether or not. I would presume, right? I mean,
Ian's happy to have his film in the film festival.
But, I mean, isn't that normally? I've never been to a film festival. Isn't that how they work? Aren't there some sort
there
of
generally
awards?
Are, but yeah. I don't think that the Monadnock Film Festival that was held here in Keene earlier in the year
gave out any awards. You couldn't get in the Monadnock Film Festival, Ian.
They handpicked the movies that they wanted to be in the film festival.
Yeah, it wasn't an open submission, at least this year. Maybe next year we can get it in there. Monadnock, by the way, for those who don't know, is the region of New Hampshire in which
the mountain range, the Monadnock Mountains.
Yeah. And I'm excited about it. I think that's great news. And of course, we are going to release that publicly. Right now, the special Film Fest edition only exists at the film festival. And then after the film fest is over, they asked us to wait to release it until after the film fest. So at some point, we'll put it online. And
after they give you the
that.
Award for best documentary ever. Of all time.
You know what's a bummer, though? Like, this is the second film fest I've submitted the movie to. The first one was the so-called Anthem Film Festival, which happens at...
Never heard of it.
I hadn't heard of it either, but there's a bunch of film fests out there.
Is that like some Ayn Rand
It is a Liberty.
Fest?
It is a supposedly liberty-oriented film festival, and they have it at Freedom Fest every year, I guess.
Yeah, okay, and that explains it.
I submitted this thing to... Well, I don't know why that explains it. I mean, Mark was at Freedom Fest. There's some freedom-oriented people that
lots
attend
this
thing.
Lots and lots of them.
There are. Freedom Fest was created as a conservative get-together, and over the last, I would say, 2 years, has become more libertarian.
Okay, well, thank you for filling me in there. Maybe that does explain why the movie wasn't accepted. I went through the process. You know, I paid $35. I sent 3 copies of the DVD out to them, and no dice. Apparently, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree wasn't up to snuff.
Yeah, the Freedom Fest was originally created as the world's largest gathering of conservative minds. Huh.
Yeah, that's definitely
and
not what
has
it is.
Since changed to what they call the world's largest gathering of free minds.
So our toll-free number here
tonight... Who doesn't want to be considered a free mind?
855-4...
There are a bunch of people that don't want to be considered free mind.
Really? They don't want to be considered free-minded? Because I thought everybody thought that they were open-minded. That you could find the most closed-minded people in the world.
I remember growing up in Birmingham, Alabama, hearing preachers and deacons and Sunday school teachers saying that an open mind will fall out.
Well, there you go. I don't think you know, if you're trying to push a message like Christianity or some particular religion, you don't necessarily want people to be open-minded.
Oh, no. You don't ask any questions.
You would want them to stick with whatever the party line was in that circumstance. So yeah. I can kind of see it in that circumstance. And I'm not just talking about Christianity. I mean, that, as far as I'm concerned, that's with any religion that you sure. know, currently. That probably has a, you know, like an established religion, you know, Islam, whatever. I don't think Judaism really fits into that category. They really do seem to encourage people to ask questions about their religion, question the religion. But, you know, I don't know what they encourage people, what answers they encourage you to come up with. But
so 855-450-FREE, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Free Detroit, to come back around to the discussion that we were having earlier. I share your concerns, Mark, and but people will attack us on this, that, you know, we're we're not nice about this, that, you know, we're mean to the people that want to.
I'm trying to be as fair as possible on this one. I think you should do what your heart leads you to do, but consider that it takes a great deal of money to move across the United States.
Right, or so shouldn't logic come into play? Like,
yeah.
You know, following your heart, I like that idea, right? But shouldn't you also take a look, like a real hard look at how this project is working? What are the plans for it?
It
what
doesn't
are the goals
seem
for
to
it?
Have any plans or goals other than move here and do agorism stuff.
Well, that's kind of what agorism is, isn't it? I mean,
right,
you know,
it's unplanned. Right?
It has to be sort of that.
But and this is essentially the same plan as the what do they call it? The Asheville one,
the Blue Ridge
Liberty Project. Is like, we're going to move a bunch of agorists all together, and then we're going to live free because for some reason the state's going to leave us alone. I mean, I don't even. That's, I think, a big. Going to be a big problem is that, you know, once the state people decide that they want to target these groups. How are they going to stop that?
Well, the thing is, Ian, you just have to pretend that there is no such thing as government, and then they won't arrest you, despite the fact that millions upon millions of people get arrested every year.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
I wonder what the Detroit jail's like.
I don't. I can't be nice.
This is a realistic consideration, right? This is what I'm talking about when I say you really need to think about this. Like, I moved to Keene, New Hampshire because I knew that one of the reasons I moved here was because I knew it was a better place to do civil disobedience. Our caller earlier was talking about how civil disobedience, he's expecting people to be disobedient in Detroit. And boy, I don't think I'd want to go to the, I've never been to the Detroit jail, and I don't really think I want to
I've
go
been to the Detroit airport.
Jail.
I can't imagine the jail is much worse.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just, you know, you got to keep things like this in mind. And even in Manchester, the jail's worse. I'd much rather be held in a more comfortable cage if I can choose it. Anyway, we're out of time. See you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live reaches a lot of people, like as many people that might be listening on 125 radio stations and 2X SIM channels and a darn big podcast. That many people. If you've got a business or a website that could benefit from international, largely U.S. exposure, if so, Free Talk Live is having a sale on advertising. With rates as low as $15 an ad, I have several packages from which to choose. You can send me an email if you want to see the packages. It's mark@freetalklive.com. That's mark@freetalklive.com.
I want to introduce you to a new, groundbreaking method of emergency protection. It's called Peacekeeper. Are you fed up with the so-called state protection services? Then Peacekeeper is for you. The Peacekeeper app empowers neighbors to send and respond to emergency alerts. Help Peacekeeper help you by going to peacekeeper.org. Watch the video and learn how you can become a force for good in your neighborhoods. Peacekeeper.org.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.